And I think of what God has done for me.
我就想上帝曾为我做的那些事情。
How God should inspire us all as we look at His great love.
当我们看到神的伟大的爱的时候，他给我们显示了，更启示了我们。
My heart is full of praise.
我满心的赞美。
And so this morning I'm trying to bring God's message to you in simple English, translated by our dear sister.
所以今天早上我就想要把这个简单的信息带给大家，然后有一些有翻译。
How was your Christmas?
你们的圣诞节过得怎么样？
Many people have different reactions.
大家都有不同的反应吗？
We were so busy this year. I don't know how come we were so busy.
我今年特别的忙，但是我真的不知道为什么自己天天忙来忙去的。
So many Christmas parties with the Focus Club and international students.
Focus Club, Focus 这个俱乐部，这个读经小组有很多的一些庆祝的活动。
Our church had a big. Our church is my church is a Chinese church.
我的教会是一个中文的教会。
We had a multicultural dinner for 200 people.
我们有一个非常大的一个圣诞的晚餐，是给来自不同国家的人准备的，一共有200多人来参加这个晚餐。
And my wife and I were blessed to bring 23 people to the dinner. 23.
我的妻子和我带了23个人来参加这个晚餐。
Not only students.
不仅仅有学生。
They like a free dinner.
因为学生。
But I go swimming every week, and I met a Chinese couple, a Chinese family in the swimming pool, and they came to the dinner.
我每周都去游泳，有一次我碰到一对中国的夫妇，我也把他们介绍到这个晚餐了。
And I had to go to the hospital to wait for 3 hours because I had a hand operation.
我手上做了一个手术，所以我需要在医院中等3个小时。
And I met a family from Egypt. They were waiting for 3 hours.
遇到了一个从埃及过来的一家人，然后他们也从那儿等了3个小时。
And they came to the dinner.
我把他们也邀请了。
So I have hospital ministry. I have a swimming pool ministry.
我在医院中，我在游泳池中都做了这个宣道的这个工。
I'm so blessed.
我非常的感恩。
And then a week ago, two of our students got baptized in two different churches. One from Japan.China.
在上一周，在两个不同的教会，两个国际学生受洗，一个是来自于中国，一个来自于日本。
I went to their baptism last Sunday.
我上一周去了他们两个的受洗，参观了他们的受洗仪式。
When the Japanese girl was only converted 1 month ago.
那个来自日本的小姑娘，只在一个月之前刚刚的组织受洗。
On Christmas Eve, we had 11 students from Japan, Korea, and China at my home for Christmas dinner.
在平安夜，我邀请11个学生来自于中国、日本、韩国一些国际学生来我家吃晚餐。
And last night, my two sons and their children and their families, they came for Christmas dinner. 13 people.
昨天晚上，我的两个儿子带他们各自的家庭来到我家里来吃饭，大家一起庆祝，一共有13个人。
But I will have to go swimming many times to take off all the extra food that I ate.
我之后我要多次去游泳来控制一下我的身材。
And today, one of our Chinese students is getting baptized again. He's from Hong Kong, another student.
今天就在今天有一个来自香港的一个国际学生要受洗。
I'm going there right after the service.
在这个敬拜之后，我要去那参加他的受洗。
And tomorrow, the student's getting baptized.No, tomorrow the student is getting married. Baptism today, marriage tomorrow.
明天这个香港的学生就要结婚，今天受洗，明天结婚。
And this couple they met in the Focus Club, the girl is from China, he's from Hong Kong.
这一对夫妇即将成为夫妇的这一个新人，他们在 Focus Club 相遇相识，女生来自于内地，男生来自于香港。
And tomorrow I have to pick up the bride and the family and all the bridesmaids for the wedding.
明天我接着新娘的一整家去参加婚礼。
So my life is full.
我的生活非常的忙碌。
And I turn 70 in September. I turned 70.
You turned
70. 70. I'm 70 years old.
我这个December。
No, it's September. September.
Okay. 我这个九月份要提前休整。
Now I'm trying to slow down. I'm trying to slow down.
七十岁。哦，是，哦，sorry.
What
did you say? I always talk about.
So yeah, in September we wanted to have a little party. Anyone could come, and 100 people showed up for my party. 70, my 7th birthday.
Wow. 就这个过去的九月份，有100多个人来参加我的生日聚会。
And I'm trying to slow down.
我要就是慢下来。
But my wife is still not believing.
但我其实一点都不相信。
But I'm grateful for this church.
我对这个教会感到非常的感恩。
And I still have the Christmas spirit.
我还有这个圣诞节来的这个气息。
So I just want to honor Pastor Albert and Christine this morning with a little Christmas gift.
所以今天我要给高牧师和师母一些圣诞礼物。
Come on, Christine. Happy New Year. This is a new book written by our president, Yael Ferdy.
Yeah, I know him.
You know him? That's his new book. Have you got it yet? Brand new book. And Yael Ferdy, he's pastor of the Chinese church in Montreal.
Okay. Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so that's my gift to you.
Thank
you. And this is a journal made by women in India who have no jobs, but they get the paper from the trees, from the bark, and they make it themselves so they can earn a living.
Thank you.
So may this be a blessing to you for the new year.
Thank you.
And then I have some more books for you, but I hope you can give a donation for it.
在后面我们有很多的书，我们希望大家就是奉献一些，可以买一些书。So
these books, they're stories of true stories of how people can change your life.
这本书主要讲述了两个人生命如何得到改变。So
because of your good faithfulness in translating, this is your free gift for the year. Thank you so much. She spent a lot of time translating this message. We have more books in Chinese and in English and bilingual Chinese New Testaments, DVDs. You can have, take them if you don't have money. If you don't have money, maybe you can borrow some from Albert. Or just give a donation if you can. Just, I'd like you to bless other people with this literature.
他在这本书里面用到了50多次的难以置信，我非常的受感动。
What is Chris? mean to you?
圣诞节对你来说意义是什么呢？
Well, for millions of children,
对小朋友们来说，
well, our grandchildren,
对我的一些孙孙子辈的人来说，
we have two little grandchildren that are about 6 years old.
我有两个孙子，大概是六岁左右。
Of course, what do I get?
他们会想，哎呀，我圣诞节会有什么礼物拿到呢？
And after Christmas, they'll ask their friends, what did you get?
圣诞节过后，他们会跟小伙伴们来询问，哎，你圣诞节收到了什么礼物？
It's all about getting.
都是来接受的这个礼物，都是关于这个。
And for the people who are in the stores, who are the owners of business people, they're always saying, how much do I make? How much did I make?
对于商人或者是一些店家来说，他们会考虑，哎，这个圣诞节我赚了多少钱呢？
And for the students, oh, finally I can sleep in, and I don't have to be awake all night for studying for my exams.
对于学生说，哎呀，终于一年当中就可以休息一下，不用被这些考试呀或者什么其他的一些课程来担忧了。
And for families, like being together, like we were together last night.
就像对于家庭来说的话，就是一个团聚的时间，就像我昨天晚上我们全家一起团聚庆祝。
But I was in Tim Hortons this morning, right 2 blocks away from here, because I had to rush here from Coquitlam, so I had to have some coffee. And there's only one lady sitting there in the coffee shop. So I gave her the Christmas message this morning.
所以我把圣诞的这个大好的信息给
他。I asked her what Christmas meant.
我问他圣诞节对他来说意味着什么。
She said for many people it's a lonely time.
他说对很多人来说是非常孤独的时候。
For people in the hospitals, for people, single people, for students, for international students, if they don't know people here, it can be the most difficult time of the year.
对于一些在医院中住院的人来说，或者对于一些单身的人来说，甚至对于一些国际学生来说，圣诞节对他们来说是个非常孤独的时候，因为看到别人都在团聚，自己是孤零零的一个人。
This year I go to this Chinese church.
今年我去了一个中国的一个教会。
And we try to help the poor people who don't have too much income, who are unemployed. So our church gave $8,000 of food vouchers where they can go to the store and get some food for free.
我们教会就拜访了一个中国的教会，这教会里面有一些人，就大家收入非常的低，甚至有些是没有工作的。我们教会就给就拿了8000块钱的一些商店的一些卡。
We do not know these people, they're strangers, they don't come to our church, but how happy when I knocked at their door and I said, this is Merry Christmas, this is from our church. This is God's love for you. And our church wants to spread God's love. So what if Christ had not come? My second point. There's a verse, John 15:22, said, if I had not come. Think about it. I think that book, devotional book, Springs in the Desert, famous book in Chinese, Springs in the Desert, by Mrs. Calvin, on December the 25th, there is a beautiful story of a pastor who was preparing for his message and he fell asleep and he had a dream.
其中有一篇的内容讲说是有一个牧师在准备讲章的时候他睡着了然后做了一个梦
and in the dream he saw that there was no Christmas
在这个梦里他梦到了没有圣诞节
and he went walking in the streets and there was no lights
他走到大街上一盏灯都没有
and when he came back there was no church
回来的时候发现一个教会也没有
and when he came back to his library there was no books Because there's no Christmas. With no Christmas, there is no gospel. Gospel is good news. There's no hope. No salvation. No future. Just think if there was no Christmas. So many of the hospitals and schools in the world came about because of Christian missionaries. Many, all of them would not exist because there was no Christmas. We would have no Bible. And we can never sing about the joy. One author writes, Harry Reasoner, it goes beyond logic. It goes beyond all logic. It's either all falsehood or it's the truest thing in the world. What has been your response this past Christmas? Did you take the time to reflect, to meditate, to read the story, to listen and to sing the Christmas songs? And just wonder. Wonder like the shepherds. Like the wise men. Like Mary and Joseph. Wonder. What is happening? Charles Stanley, great pastor, says Jesus' birth is the most significant event in human history. He says, whatever you may think about it, Jesus was not just another baby. Just think of it. And Stanley lists 12 ways why Christ is not just another baby. Just another baby would not have attracted the angels from heaven. Just another baby would not have brought the wise man all the way. Just another baby would not have raised the anger of King Herod. Just another baby would not have made a difference. Oh, there's so many babies that are born every day, every year. But this baby was God. God who came to visit this planet. Just think about it. This baby did mighty miracles. This baby became the wisest man in the world. This baby was perfect, did no wrong. And there was God. This was God. So important questions that Christmas answers. I like these 3 points. First of all, do I matter? Do I matter? What does life mean? Am I here by chance, by accident? If you believe in no God, if you believe in evolution, there's not much meaning to life. We eat and drink and then we die. Millions are searching for meaning, for purpose, in a job, making money, having fun, all centered in me.
好多人他们在工作中寻求生命的意义，拼命的赚钱，及时的行乐，所有的都是以我为中心。
But if there is a God who made us,
如果有一位上帝创造了我们，
and then he sent his son into this world,
而且他把他的独生子赐给我们，
it's all because he wanted to fill that emptiness inside of us.
他仅仅是为了填补我们心灵中那个空缺的部分。
This emptiness can only be filled not with presents and not with anything that we get, but it can only be filled with God.
这个空缺它不能被任何的礼物或者金钱或者一些娱乐来填补，它只能被神来填补。
Because it's God who made us for Himself.
因为上帝创造我们是为了他。
And then life begins to make sense.
只有我们这个心灵的空缺被神填补了以后，我们的生命才开始有意义。
I do matter.
我很重要。
I have a, God has a plan.
因为上帝有一个计划。
God has a purpose.
上帝有一个目的。
A design, a will for every one of us.
上帝设计了，上帝创造了我们，有一个意愿是为了我们。
I have a friend in Korea.
我有一个朋友在韩国。
Last year I saw him.
去年我见到他。
His name is Leo.
他的名字是 Leo.
He came to Canada to learn English.He came to campus.
他来到甘露市。
And he came to our club.
他来到我们的focus.
But he saw all Chinese faces.
但是他看到的基本上是中国人。
No Koreans.
没有韩国。
So he walked out.
所以他就离开了。
But on the way out, there was a table and there was a little book in Korean.
但是当他离开的时候，发现后面的桌子上有一本韩文的书。
Oh, he said, maybe there's something for me here.
他说，哎，那没准这里有我需要的东西。
So he took the book.
所以他拿了那本书。
And he came back.
他又回来了。
And through the book, he found Jesus.
通过这本书，他认识了，找到了耶稣。
And then he went back to Korea.
他回到了韩国。
He teaches English in Korea.
他在韩国教英文。
He's married. He goes to a church now in Korea. He's got a child.
他结婚了，而且他都去教会，现在他有一个孩子。
And all these Koreans want to go to Canada.
So, his
students.
很多听他讲到的一些韩国的学生都想来加拿大。
They want to come here for 6 months, 1 year.
他们想过来待半年、一年。
And every one of these students, he tells them about his experience in Canada.
他就对每一个想要来加拿大的人来分享他的见证。
If you go Canada, the most important thing to do is to meet Bert Thomas in Vancouver.
如果你来加拿大，最重要的一件事情就是来找贝尔。
Because he said, then you will maybe find a purpose to life.
那么你可能会寻找到生命的意义。
So one student came, he says, Leo said that I maybe will find a purpose to life in Canada.
有一个学生就过来找到贝尔，就说，哎 ，Leo 告诉我，来找到你可能就能寻找到生命的意义。
And he said, before I met you, I hated Christians. In Korea, I hated Christians. I had no use for Christians.
在我见到你之前，在韩国的时候，我非常的讨厌基督徒。
But now I met Bert.
但是我现在遇到了你。
He changed my mind.
你改变了我的。
Now I think I love Christians.
现在我非常喜欢基督徒。
And he's on his way. He's on his journey to finding Jesus.
他正在寻找耶稣的路上。
Because Jesus is the secret to my life.
因为耶稣是我生命的秘密。
So if you read the Bible, you'll find that God has a purpose for your life.
如果你读圣认真读圣经的话，你就会发现生命的意义。
There are so many verses in the Bible.
圣经里面有很多的经文。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, there's your plan and purpose is to be for the praise of His glory.
以弗所书一章十一节说，这我们也在他里面得到了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
You are to reflect God.
你要彰显神。
You are to portray God in this evil and sinful world.
你要在这个世界，在这个败坏的世界中彰显神的荣耀。
Then the second question that Christmas answers is, does God really care?
第二个圣诞节能够解决的问题是，上帝真的在乎吗？
Does God really care?
上帝真的在乎吗？
So many people ask that question.
很多人问这样的问题。
Look at the bad things. Look at the poverty. Look at the hardships. The injustice of this world.
看看这个世界上，这个败坏的世界发生了这样的坏的事情，这些贫穷。
And when, even when we are going through problems, we will ask ourselves.
其实我们基督徒也会遇到各样的困难，我们也会询问神。
Where does God care?
上帝在乎吗？
I was in the hospital for 3 hours. My hand was infected. I got an infection in my hand, and I thought, where is God? Does God really care?
我的手感染了，然后我在医院里待了三个小时。
Then he showed me that there are so many other people there that have much more needs than me.
然后上帝就让我看着，我看见，看到周围的那些在医院的人，他们有更多的需要。
Yes, he shows he cares for our problems, for our needs, for me personally.
是的，他向我显示，他真的是在乎，在乎我的需要。
Because he sent Jesus to show us what true love is.
因为他把耶稣赐到，他让耶稣降临到这个世界上来帮助我们。
Yes, when I'm lonely.
当我孤独的时候。
Thinking no one is caring about me.
我觉得没有人关心我。
Think about the most precious gift anyone can give.
那个时候再想一下，一个人可以得到的最宝贵的礼物。
The greatest gift.And that was God's gift.
这是来自于上帝的礼物。
Giving His own Son.
他把他的独生子赐给我。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象吗？
When you have a child, many Chinese only have one child. Can you imagine giving that child away to someone?
想象一下，如果你有一个孩子，你只有一个孩子，就像中国很多人家庭里面只有一个孩子，你甘愿把这个孩子给别人吗？
That's the greatest gift.
这是最伟大的礼物。
The most costly gift.
这是最有价值的礼物。
And God had to watch His Son go through so much pain and suffering.
上帝要看着他的儿子经历了那么多的苦楚，那么多的磨难。
The last question: Why doesn't God act?
最后一个问题：为什么我们看不到上帝的作为呢？
I went to a Chinese wedding at Thanksgiving weekend.
我在感恩节的那个周末去了一个中国人的婚礼。
Right here, thank you.
就在温哥华。
The girl was 40 years old.
这个新娘呢40岁。
And her new bridegroom husband was 48.
她的新郎48岁。
The first marriage.
这是他们第两个人来说都是第一次。
They met online. They found each other online.
他们在网上认识了彼此。
There's hope for you.
我还有希望。
This lady was a very good friend, Connie. And last year she gave my wife and I a free ticket to Hong Kong and China. Free ticket.
这个新娘叫 Connie， 她去年的时候，她免费资助我和我的妻子去飞到香港。
She brought students to Kamloops and she wanted to make sure the students got into a Christian home.
她把很多学生带到了甘露市，她希望这些人能够有。
And I provided all the Christian homes for them.
我给他们准备了很多基督徒之家，让他们来居住。
And every time she meets me, she said, "Are you praying for me that I will find a husband?"
每一次她见到我，就说你有没有为我祷告，为我的婚姻祷告
？Are you praying for me?
你有没有为我祷告
？I said yes.But I did not believe that she would get married.
是的，我有给你祷告，但是其实我内心在想，我没有相信你会有。
And her husband, who's 48, he has one younger brother who's 43.
这个新郎他48岁，他有一个弟弟43岁。
And this younger brother was already married 20 years.
这个他的弟弟已经结婚20年了。
You can imagine the parents; they also gave up hope on their oldest son.
你可以想象一下这个新郎的父母，他们肯定已经绝望了对这个新郎的婚姻。
The parents, I know Chinese parents, they really are worried after their child turns 25.
我懂中国的父母，当他们的子女25岁以后，他们就开始为他的婚姻来担忧了。
And so, but God provided in His time.
但是神在他 的时间里他会给预备。
And when we read the first verse, in Galatians, God sent his son in the right time.
当我们读加拉太书第一节的时候，神把他的儿子献给我们，赐给我们是在他的时间。为什么看不到神的作为？
The prophets made many prophecies about Jesus coming.
先知说了很多很多的预言，说耶稣会来。
One day the Messiah will come.
有一天这个救赎主会来。
One day.
一天。
We have been waiting hundreds of years.
我们等了一百多年。
My grandfather was waiting. My father was waiting. I'm waiting.
我的祖父在等，我的父亲在等，我还在等。
So why we don't like waiting?
我们不喜欢等待。
We want God to act now.
我们希望神现在立刻马上就。
Yesterday.
昨天。
Give me a good paying job now.
我打个，给我一个生活很好的工作，现在。
Give me a wife now.
现在就给我一个。
Give me a husband now.
现在就赐给我一个丈夫。
But God's time is not our time.
但是神的时间并不是我们的时间。
God does act.
神的确在做工。
He did send His Son.And now God continues to act today through His Spirit and through His children.
现在神仍然在做工，通过他的，通过圣灵，通过他的子民继续在做工。
That's why we always must be open to how God is acting through us when we meet other people everywhere we go.
所以上帝也会通过我们做工，所以我们要敞开心，愿意去为神来做见证。
God put you there.
上帝把你
He puts me there, Tim Hortons this morning, to talk to this woman.
他把我们放到任何一个场合都是有原因，让我们来为他做见证，为他做工。
A few weeks ago, my pastor met a new person in my church.
几个星期之前，我的牧师在我们教会看到了一个人。
She says, "Welcome, you're new."
他说欢迎你来。
Why? Who brought you here?
谁把你带过来呢？
I don't see him. He's not here. His name is Bert.
我没有看到他。他叫 Bert.
I was speaking in another church.
当时我在另一个教会在讲道。
Then she meets me.
然后他遇到我。
Oh, next Sunday she. Oh, you're Bert.
第二个星期天他见到我，你就是 Bert.
I don't recognize you.
对不起，我不知道你是谁。
You met me in the hot tub in the pool.
在那个温泉里。
You told me I should go to church.
你告诉我我应该来教会。
You look different though. Hot tub in the church.
你今天看起来跟那天在hot tub里不在温泉里面看的不一样。
Everywhere I go, I ask God that He would make a blessing for me.
无论我去哪里，我都会问神，他要需要我去做什么。
And my pastor, he tells everyone that I have a hot tub ministry now.
现在我是牧师，我会告诉每一个人，我在温泉曾经为神做见证。
I came to Vancouver from Kamloops 5 years ago.
我在五年之前从甘露市来到温哥华。
But before I came to Vancouver,
在我来温哥华之前
I would visit Vancouver many times.
我经常来温哥华来拜访。
And I would speak about my heart for missions and for international students.
因为我有神给我一个对国际学生的一个负担，所以我的心非常向往这些国际学生。
I would tell them what God was doing in Kamloops.
我会告诉他们神在甘露市都做了。
I would tell them why are you not doing something in Vancouver?
我会告诉他们神在温哥华一样也做了很多。
I would go to Mission Fest.
我去那个 Mission Fest.
Meet many Christians and churches.
我会在那里我见到很多的基督徒，很多的。
I was still living in Kamloops.
我现在当然就在甘露市。
And people said, oh, that's fine, nice message, nice message.
人们见到我就说，信息不错，讲得不错。
And people like Albert, they even came to Kamloops to see me.
甘露市。
Or some of his friends did.
甘露市的一些朋友还经常来，经常过来甘露市看我。
But nothing really was going on in Vancouver.
但是那个时候我没有看到温哥华。
And we were praying, and we were praying.
我们一直在祷告。
9 years.
九年。
Vancouver is a little better than Kamloops.
温哥华比甘露市稍微好一点。
So many students. may God open the door for us today.
然后神就把这个门打开到
了。And then God started to bring many people involved in the international students.
当我们来到这里的时候，神就开始带领更多的国际学生来到我们中间。
I wanted God to work 15 years ago.
我希望神在十，我15年前就希望神在做这个事工。
But we had to wait for God's time.
但是我们需要等待神的时间。
It's always hard to wait.
等待是很痛苦。
I don't know. I don't know waiting.
我来自于荷兰，我特别讨厌。
But if you go to India, you have to wait.
去印度的话，你不懂。
You have to wait for everything.
你需要等待任何，你什么事干什么事情都需要的。
And so, God sent me to India to learn how to wait.
上帝之前把我带到印度，就是让训练我等待的功课。
To prepare my heart for what God wants to do in the future.
来预备我的心。
And now we can hardly keep up in Vancouver with what God is doing with the international students. Praise His holy name.
我们现在就每时每刻其实都在追赶神的脚步，因为神一直在做工。感谢赞美神。
What last part? What does the first Christmas really mean?
第一个圣诞节究竟意味着什么？
To the shepherds, to the wise men, joyful adoration, worship, giving their gifts to Him.
对于牧羊人，对于智者来说，是非常欢欣快乐的高歌，因为神来了。
They were changed, totally changed from a meaningless existence to now they have purpose and life and meaning.
他们完全的改变了，从一个没有意义、没有任何意义的生命，变成了有意义、有目的的人生。
But to King Herod,
但是对于希律王来说呢
？He was violently opposed to what was happening.
他得到了非常强烈的反抗。
He tried to stop God's plan.
他想要阻止神的工。
He was the tool of Satan.
他是撒旦的工具。
But you cannot stop God's plan.
但是你不可能阻挡神的工。
But the third, before we come to you and to me, the third group is the people I have the most difficulty with. The third group.
这在我们看到这下一点来之前，有一个一群人是我非常。
C is B. So C is the religious people, the scholars, the people who knew the Bible.
第三个项目就是说，对于那些以宗教的人士来说，
they had the answer.
他们有答案。
They told the wise men, "We know where you should go."
他们告诉那些智者，我们知道我们应该去哪里。
To Bethlehem.
去伯利恒。
We know.
我们知道。
But you go there.
但是你知道。
They did not go.
他们没有去。
They stayed in Jerusalem studying the Bible.
他们就待在耶路撒冷读圣经。
They did not care.
他们其实不在乎。
They were more concerned about themselves and their knowledge, but they did not even go so close to Bethlehem to see the baby.
即使是非常近的路程，但是他们并不在乎，因为他们在乎的是他们自己，他们的知识。
I think that's the biggest group of people. They miss Christmas because they did not care.
这是很大一群人，他们错过了这个圣诞节，是因为他们不在乎。
To you and me.
对你，对我们来说。
You can ignore it.
你可以，或者是就是忽视它。
You can oppose it.
你可以反对它。
Or you can accept it.
或者你可以接受它。
With worship, with awe.
带着敬畏的心，带着。
We're giving your life to Jesus.
接受，把你的生命献给神。
That is the greatest gift you can receive.
这是你能得到的最好的礼物。
And when you get that gift,
当你得到这个礼物的时候
，you get a lot more.
你会与之而然会得到更多。
You get His presence.
你得到了神。
His power.
他的能力。
His purpose.
他的意义。
His love.
他的爱。
And you'll be changed, and you'll change the world around you.
你的生命将会得到改变，而且你生命改变之后，你会带动整个世界。
And it's not too late to have that real Christmas happen even today.
现在还不晚，等待这个对你来说第一个圣诞节。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
God, open our hearts to this real message of Christmas, even today, 2 days after Christmas.
主啊，请你打开我们心，让我们能看到你这第一个圣诞节的信息。
As we go into the new year.
当我们来到新年
we can go with the presence and the power of Jesus Christ.
我们可以带着 基督的同在和他的能力来到这新年。
And we can be changed.
我们可以得到改变。
And we can change this world.
我们可以改变这个世界。
That is so walking in darkness.
好，主要这个世界真的是非常的淡黄和黑暗。
But in the darkness of this world, we have that light that can shine.
但是在这个泛黄黑暗的时代里面，我们有真光。
Oh Lord, make that light shine brightly.
主啊，求你让这个光照耀的更亮一些。
In Jesus' name.